Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shaivam.org, the next program is Veda Introductory, presented by Sri Gopalakrishnan Narayanan. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
My pranams to you. My dear parents, today I would like to give you a small message. We have given the body needed for living in this world for our children. And we are giving all the nutritious food and the needed cleaning process for the body to our children. It is our obligatory duty, responsibility and privilege to see that we also enlighten them. We also make them wise. We also make them intelligent. And we also give the opportunity for expanding their mind, for which we should give not only the modern knowledge, but also the value-based knowledge. It is our dharma, matra dharma and pitra dharma to see that we give as many messages as possible at a low voice, which are very good for expanding their mind and living a good life in the future and presently. We should give as many messages as possible from Vedas, and we should give as many experiences as possible from Mahabharata and Ramayana. We should also give the stories with the messages. When we give the experiences, it can be very good if we are taking the messages from our heritage, like the messages given by Kundi Mata. Similarly, Lord Krishna, Lord Rama, Vidura, and so on, in the two epics, explain those messages rationally, logically, and scientifically in such a way that they are suitable in the modern life in the 21st century. Take as many stories as possible from the Puranas. And again, as I said to you, as I told you, logically, rationally, and scientifically analyze them. And then give the story and give maximum prominence, preference, priority to the messages of the story. Don't stop after telling the stories. Give the experiences of Dr. APJ Abdul Kalam. Give the experiences of Swami Vivekananda. And give the experiences of Savarkar, the great patriots who lived, and also inform them their duty, responsibility and privilege. Let them listen to maximum good and bad. Let them watch maximum good and bad in the society, and keep their ears and eyes open to receive them, good and bad. Tell them to keep their mind open for receiving only the good. Let them listen and make others listen. Let them watch the world and make others watch. Let them discuss and make others also discuss. Let them think and make others think, for which you give the guidance. Dear parents, it is your dharma to see that your children are growing with the great glory of knowing the past, present and future of the nation, our Sanatana Dharma, our family and about ourselves. So knowing the past, present and future of ourselves, our family, our society and our nation will give them a great privilege to be, feel that they are Indians. You serve them food. You spend some time with them. You give them the opportunity to tell their pains to you. You motivate them, appreciate them, guide them, direct them, bless them, so that they will feel that they are the proud children of you parents. You also tell them that you are proud of your children. You tell them that you used to express the gratitude to the Almighty for giving such children. Never tell negative about them or never tell negative to them. Tell them to see the good of others and take good from others. Motivate them in such a way that their good should be enriched every day. Guide them in such a way that their bad should be dwindled, reduced every day. And the moment you are bringing them here, remember that they have not told you to bring them here in this world. So it is your duty to give them a good body in the future, for working in the future, and also a good mind. Give them the great proverbs, their scientific messages, good experiences of great men, good stories of great importance, and tell them that they have to live a life which is worth living, which should be useful, fruitful and purposeful. Not only for them, but for others also. And give them the customs and rituals, their scientific meaning. Give them the meaning of the spirituality, particularly Indian spirituality, which is scientific and logical. Give them the meanings and messages of the concept existing in India for the last many millennia. Teach them as much as possible about the past, whether it is from historical book or from epics or from Puranas. And you know that one in majority of the TV channels, now morning spiritual discourses are there. Make them watch and listen the spiritual speeches delivered scientifically, rationally and logically. Tell them not to focus on the people who are telling that, but let them focus on the message what they are telling. Similarly, make them watch Discovery Channel, National Geography Channel, History Channel and Animal Planet Channel. Let them understand that the world is so big and they are so small. Let them not have the ego, aversion, enmity or anger, fear while living in this world. Make them understand that the life is only temporary, they are also temporary, and it is short, they will have to go one day from here permanently. They are living just like in a rented house. They are living here for some time. Make them understand last century, this day they were not here. Make them really feel and be aware that next century, this day they will not be here. Give them the message that how long they are living is less important. Inform them that how they are living is more important. And from early morning till late night, let them share care and cure with the friends. Take good and give good. Let you be instrumental for that. Once you start giving right from the age of 3, they will definitely take these stories, messages and experiences, and they will keep in their mind. And the great Jnanapidam award winner Sri M.T. Vasudevan Nair used to tell, "I became like this exclusively because of the stories told to me by my mother and grandmother." If a person could be nurtured to the level of a Jnanapidam award winner through their illiterate, almost illiterate parents, that is the capacity of Indian Madarakonda. And your dharma to teach them, give them enough, whatever they can take. Tell them that how long they are living is less important, how they are living is more important. And I'm sure that any heritage knowledge needed for you will be available now. In Google search, anything, you need not go to the library, you need not go to the teacher for asking the questions and clarifying the doubts. You can directly go to the internet, go to Google search, give the word in English, Hindi, Malayalam or any language, then instantly give it the English spelling. You can get the knowledge about Ajanta and Ellora cave temples. You can get everything connected with Vikramashila or Takshashila or Nalanda. You can get every information connected with Padmanabha Swami temple or Ramayana or Mahabharata or Draupadi or Dhritarashtra or Vidura. You can get any information connected with Veera Shivaji. Similarly, Savarkar or Bala Gangadhara Tilak, Mahatma Gandhi, and inform them reality about the great leaders. When you tell the great leaders' name and fame, be careful not to expose the selfish leaders, whether they lived in the past or present, who tried their level best to put in the throne their family members only. Let others' name and fame come to thee for friend. For the benefit of our children, let the great heroes who made India, who nurtured our culture, who created such a positive feeling, give the name and background of those people, so that at least part of their work will become an ideal direction and guidance for our children. So serve them food, sit with them, take food at least with them once in a day, pray with them, and let our family become heaven. Make them remember that heaven is not there above the sky, or hell is not there below the earth. The heaven and the hell we are creating in this world. For every action there is an equal and opposite reaction. That is the Western philosophy. Indian philosophy is, for every action there is an equal and opposite reaction to be experienced by the actor. That is Indian philosophy. To be experienced by the actor is also added. And survival of the fittest is the Western philosophy. Unfortunately, Indian managers are taking that. Now changed. Even though it is not the survival of the fittest, it is the survival of the noblest. Make them understand that. Give our children the messages right from the age of 3. They will be taking you if you are giving in their wavelength. When they are crossing the age of 6 or 7, they will start asking you the question. Politely answer for all the questions. When they cross the level of 9, 10, they will start criticizing your comment and even rejecting your comment. Do not worry about it. Let them reject. They have got the freedom, and give them freedom to accept and reject, but scientifically, rationally and logically, not blindly. And at the age of 13 to 14 onwards, in America it starts from 10. In India, 13 to 14 years onwards, they may even reject outright, and they may even behave like atheist. At that time you start giving the messages, they may not take it. And it is your bounden duty to give them politely with freedom. When they ask the question, if you do not know, tell them that we can find out the answer together. Tell our children that you are the proud parents to have such a great children. Make them feel that. Make them feel that they are proud children of the proud parents. So it is your duty to create a heaven in your family. It is your duty to avoid creating a hell in your family. And your action is the result-oriented procedure for making your life worth living. Let you serve all whatever needed to your children in the younger days. Let your children serve you in your older days. And they serving you or not serving you is exclusively depending upon your behavior towards them at the younger ages. Do not think that when teaching the modern messages alone is enough. If you are not giving them values, none else will give the values in the school or anywhere. Only 7 hours per working day your children are spending in the schools, and 17 hours per day they are spending with you. And you have got only 1 or 2 children, whereas the class teacher has got about 40-45 children. They have to focus on the modern knowledge syllabus based, whereas you have to focus on the value based, which is not syllabus based, life based. If you are not giving them values, then none else will give them values. It is your duty, responsibility and privilege to see the body you have given is allowed to develop with a good mind, useful mind, and give them as much as possible. and they will give you back. As P.F. Drucker, the Dean of MBA in Harvard University Center, you offer your effort, energy, time and knowledge to the nation, to the organization and to your children. Finally, it will come back as a reward and a result. And my request to every parents, make our children feel that they are the proud children of the proud parents. Give them modern and value-based knowledge. Create them as a patriotic citizen of India. Give them the greatness of our motherland, our culture, Sanatana Dharma. Let them not go behind the love jihad. Let them not go beyond the conversion pathway of Christianity. Let them go the pathway of Sanatana Dharma and Indian culture. With these words, I would like to conclude and tell thank you to you. Pranams.